And how you doing? Welcome to Winning Without College, the podcast that helps you get ahead in business and in life, all without a college degree. My name's Stuart Takahara, your host, your coach, and fellow college dropout. And this is new to me. This is something that this episode today is going to be something special. Because in this episode, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. And what does that mean? There's so many times that we talk about, where do I start? How do I do this? You know, which is all about how to get ahead. And the most popular question I always get asked is, where do I start? How do I start? And I always say, you just got to start where you're at. You just got to start now. And today, this podcast, this episode specifically, is me doing exactly that. And I'm going to explain why it's time that I take some of my own advice, okay? Because Winning Without College is something that I've been wanting to do. This program has been something I've been wanting to do for a long time. As a matter of fact, I went back and I looked, and it's been like 2016 when I first registered the domain, winningwithoutcollege.com. That's how long I've been wanting to turn this concept into reality. But I was really good at finding reasons why I couldn't, or I didn't need to, or why I could just kick the can down the road. And, you know, we're almost at 10 years now of sitting on this idea. And now that I've been traveling, if you're not familiar with my story, I was a corporate marketing executive. My last big boy job, as I like to call it, was head of marketing for a casino in the LA, Southern California area. And then I went and started my own businesses. I bought and sold businesses. And I've been traveling on the road for now over 3 years. I'm in my fourth year of full-time travel, first in a big super CRV and now in a Sprinter van. And I've enjoyed it immensely, but it's time to get back to work, right? It's time to get back out of the sabbatical that I was in and try and start doing something. And I said, now's the time I need to launch Winning Without College. Now's the time where I have everything I need to be able to kind of get this information out. But here's the problem. I fell into the same trap that I see a lot of people that I work with fall into. It's, I'm not ready. I'm not good enough. I need this. If I only had a better microphone, if I only had a better camera, if I only had, you know, better this, or my house is a mess, I don't have a studio, I don't have this. You know, you can create all these different reasons as to why we cannot do something. And it's absolutely insane that I found myself in that same trap. So if you're familiar, this podcast is an audio-only podcast, but we're doing something new today. This podcast is being video recorded for YouTube. And there are a lot of reasons why I didn't want to do a video podcast, because, you know, I'm in my van now. The place is a disaster. You know, I thought maybe if I get a green screen or a nice background, or I clean this up a little bit, or maybe if I find a nice outdoor spot where I can go out into nature and record. Came up with all these excuses as to why I couldn't actually do a video podcast. I also came up with reasons why I couldn't do just recording an audio podcast. Because right now, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it is hot. But in order to get a good audio quality, I had to like turn off the air condition and turn off the fans and close the doors. So I'm trapped in here. So I remember going through the cycle of, oh, I can't record a podcast today. It's too hot outside, or I'm going to bake, or it's just not going to be comfortable. You know, I remember going like, oh, I didn't get a chance to do my hair today, or I need a nicer shirt. I can't do a video podcast today, or whatever the reason is, I came up with it. Just like a lot of you guys, I came up with every reason as to why I couldn't do something until now, where I said, you know what, darn it, I am sick of making excuses. I'm sick of stopping my life because of all these misperceived conceptions that people might have. And I'm tired of worrying about things that just might not ever come to fruition. I'm done worrying about that. Yeah, you can make fun of me for having the messy counters and, you know, and all these other kinds of stuff. But you know what? At least I started. I started, and I'm going to continue is my hope, is my goal. You know, as we continue to get better, things will change and everything will come along the ways. So that's my goal for me. And I hope that would be your goal for you, because there's a couple things that you have to kind of really get your head around. The very first time you do something, it's going to be miserable. It's going to suck, right? You're never good at anything until you do it over and over and over again. The very first time you cook a steak, right? Did it ever come out like it does when you get it at a restaurant? No, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be too cooked, too undercooked, too overcooked. It's going to be too gritty, or it's going to be just whatever. The very first time that you, if you're doing an audio podcast or a recording, or the very first time that you go to a job interview, you know, you go to a job interview and it's new and you don't know what to expect and you're miserable, you bomb under pressure. But as you do it more and more, the better and better that you get at it, whether you're a boss and you're hiring for new people, or if you're trying to look for a job, you know, the first time that you do anything, it's hard. Let's see, what else can I think of? If you ever worked at a restaurant, it doesn't matter if it's a sit-down restaurant or a fast food restaurant or whatever, your very first day, you've got a steep learning curve. You don't know the menus, you don't know where the drinks are, you don't know where to get extra forks if you need those to put out. But as you get faster and faster and you do it more and more and more, it becomes easier. But that first time that you do something, it's going to bomb, but at least you get the chance to do it. You have to start somewhere. I remember I took a job at a casino in Reno, Nevada, and I met with my predecessor, the one who I was replacing, and I was asking a lot of questions. She goes, oh, you need to meet this person. She would grab the phone and just dial these extensions and pop, 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 pop. And I was like, how does she know everybody's extension by heart? It's because she'd been there for 10 years and she knows the extensions of basically every phone extension in that entire casino, you know. But she had been there. It came naturally to her. I was like, man, every time I had to call somebody, I have to go to that directory, open it up onto the internet portal, go into the internet directory, find where they are, or even remember what their names were, you know. But over time, things got easier. And that's what I'm hoping for this video podcast, because now that I have my setup, I know where my cameras are, I know where my microphone goes. From here, this is the worst it will ever be. Right. This episode, this podcast, this is the worst it should ever be. And that's an interesting concept to have to grasp. And I saw, and I don't remember who it was. I don't know if it was a Casey Neistat video or something where he was reviewing the Apple Vision Pro, where they were looking around and all that. I think he said, or if it wasn't him, it was somebody else. I don't remember who. But they said, this is the worst VR headset that will ever exist. It's only going to get better from here. But at least they started. At least they have something now they can say, here we go. You look at the iPhone, the very, very, very first iPhone. That was in mono. You know, it didn't even have stereo inputs. And it was supposed to be replacing your iPod, which was a stereo, you know, this music device. And you only had one channel in it. But at least they got it started. And every release from here on out, it just gets better and better and better, and our expectations keep going up and up. And so I think that's what the importance is of getting started. It's not about doing it right the first time. It's about just doing it and building up that momentum more and more each day. So today, I'm excited because this is my very first video podcast. It's going to go onto the regular podcast. It's also going to go onto YouTube. It's also going to go onto the website. And more that you do something, easier and easier it becomes. It just becomes second nature. And that's what I'm really excited about here. So I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you to just start and know it's going to be bad. Accept the fact it's not going to be perfect. Accept the fact that it's not going to be the same thing on paper or in video or whatever it is that you have in your head. But you're going to get there. The more and more that you do something, the easier and easier it will become, the better and better it will become. The very first time you do something, it's going to be miserable. I can probably give you a ton of other examples, but I think you get the idea of what I'm trying to talk about. So this is me doing as I say, which is just start. And if I can do it, I know that you can do. So I encourage you today, whatever that idea that you have in the back of your mind, whatever it is that you've been toying around with, whatever idea or concept, just get it started today. Here's something else. This is something else that I heard in another podcast that I've been listening to. They say, just do it. And even if you do it, it doesn't even mean you have to publish it. It just means that you went through the motions and you're becoming more comfortable with the process. It never has to see the light of day. It never has to get published and promoted, you know, as your best work or even as your worst work. But just getting started and going through the motions of getting all that done is what is a big deal. And I think that is going to be one of my biggest takeaways as I get done with this podcast, is that just because you do it doesn't mean that it needs to live on forever and ever. You can take it down. It doesn't need to be published. But this here, for my sake and for your sake, it's going live very, very soon. And so I just want to take this opportunity to challenge you today to make something happen. Just start. Whether it ever sees the light of day or not, it doesn't really matter. But start. And every day, if you're an artist and you just want to draw, if you're a writer, if you are a content creator, a video publisher, whatever it is that you want to do, just start doing it today. Because every day that you do it, you're going to get one day better. And yes, just know that the very first time that you do something is going to be horrible, but it will never be worse than today. And I can't wait. I can't wait for another year to go by where I can look back at this video and go, oh my gosh, what was I doing? What was I thinking? Because of how much I've grown in that year by just doing. So that's my hope for myself. That is also my hope for you. If you got something out of this episode, please do me a favor. If you are watching on YouTube, again, my inaugural YouTube video, hit that subscribe button and that little bell, and it'll let you know every time that we put up a new podcast. Secondly, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it does me a great deal if you could just go in there and give us a review and, you know, the little star ratings, and go in there and type in, you know, what you thought of the episode or what you thought of the show, what you got out of it. It really does help with the algorithm to spread the word so that more people will become more aware of what we're doing here with Winning Without College. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I will see you in the next episode.